In the walled-up Cold War system, this process of going from innovation to commoditization happened at 10 miles per hour, because the barriers to entry into businesses were generally much higher, and the barriers countries could erect around their economies were much higher. In the globalization world, with the barriers now lowered or removed, this process is happening at 110 miles per hour. And as we evolve into an economy that will be increasingly defined by the internet, the move from innovation to commoditization is going to get speeded up to 220 miles per hour. As Edward Yardeni, chief economist for Deutsche Bank, has pointed out, the internet is the closest thing in the world today to the model of perfect competition. In the model of perfect competition, there are, in Yardeni's words, no barriers to entry, no protection from failure for unprofitable firms, and everyone, consumers and producers, has easy and free access to all information. These just happen to be the three main characteristics of internet commerce. That's why it's going to be wonderful to be a consumer in the age of the internet, and it's going to be hell on wheels to be a producer. Now you understand why former Intel boss Andy Grove entitled his book about doing business in the globalization era, "Only the Paranoid Survive." Because if you are just a little too slow or too costly in a world where the walls around your business have been removed and competition can now come from anywhere, you will be left as roadkill before you know what hit you. Let me give you a real-life example of this new world. One day I'm flipping through a news magazine and I see an ad for the new Sony digital camera system. So the first thing I say to myself is, wait a minute, did that ad say Sony? Sony was never in the camera and film business. I thought they made stereos, Walkman, and CDs. Well, yes, they do. But what is a CD? It is just a round piece of plastic coated with digits, ones and zeros, that are read by a light beam and turned into music. When you look at it that way, Sony's in the digits business. And with its digital know-how, Sony can be in any business that can be converted into digits. Which brings me to the ad for Sony's digital Mavica camera. The ad contains three pictures. The first is of the new Sony camera that takes snapshots like your old Instamatic, only it records them digitally. Above the camera, the ad copy reads, "This is your camera." Next to the camera is a 3.5-inch Sony floppy diskette. Above this diskette is written the words, "This is your film." And next to the diskette is a computer with a baby picture on the screen. Above the computer are the words, "This is your post office." Because with this Sony digital Mavica camera, you can take pictures that are recorded as ones and zeros, put them on the diskette, and then with a computer and modem, email perfect copies of these pictures anywhere, anytime. I wondered to myself how the folks at Kodak felt when they read that Sony ad. But then I was listening to the radio and heard an ad for Kodak, promoting all of its new online computerized photo technology. And Kodak sounded to me like it was a personal computer company. And that made me sort of wonder how the folks at Compaq and Dell felt about Kodak talking like a computer company. But then I saw some ads for Compaq and Dell, and they were both boasting that they weren't just selling computers anymore. Those are a commodity. They were now selling business solutions through computers for whatever problem your company or country needs to solve. And that made me wonder how the folks at PricewaterhouseCoopers felt, because I had seen advertisements for this accounting consulting giant in which they said they were now providing business solutions, not just preparing tax returns. Then my friend who works for PricewaterhouseCoopers told me one day that they aren't worried about the PC companies, but they are worried about the fact that Goldman Sachs, the investment bank, is now offering tax-saving solutions in the form of newly tailored financial products. So PricewaterhouseCoopers now has to worry that investment bankers are going to move into their tax consulting business. My friend suggested I read something on the subject, so I figured I should go over to Borders Books and try to find some literature. But my wife says she never goes to the bookstore anymore because we have Borderless Books, also known as Amazon.com, right in our basement now. So I click up Amazon.com, and I find that not only is it a bookstore now, it's selling CDs. So I say to myself, hey, wasn't that Sony's business?